You guys, thank you for coming to Stab tonight. Is everyone ready? We're all good? You guys good? Standing behind me? Being creepy? All right, guys.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Welcome to Stab. Oh my God, look how many people are here. So many. Welcome to Stab. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants for Stab? Wonderful. We're going to welcome them to the stage then. Please welcome to the stage first, Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Jacqueline Wyand. And Grant Holton. Grant Holton. Welcome. Welcome. How are you? All right, welcome to the show, Grant. This is your first time ever on our legendary show. So thank you for being here. I appreciate it. You could talk into the mic. That would be great.
Yeah.
You're very shy.
No, I'm just high.
You're high.
No, not terribly.
You're shy and high. Here, I'm going to point this at your face. The microphone. I'm going to point that at your face.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know if anyone... Grant, do you have a Twitter or anything you'd like to...
Yeah, but I haven't really used it yet, but I have the name.
Okay.
Yeah, my picture's still an egg, but it's Grant H. Comedy. So.
Grant H. Comedy. Wonderful. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Grant Grant Holton here, he's the inventor of teddy bears. He invented teddy bears. You got anything to say about that?
No.
Okay.
No, because it's untrue.
He's just tired about it. He's tired of answering questions about it. I wouldn't want that sort of attention either. Thanks, Grant. More into the pre-written, are you? Okay, Grant, thank you for being here. I'm going to touch you a lot during the show. All right. Jacqueline Wyand,
hey,
she's here. Hello.
Hi.
Can everyone hear her?
Can you hear me?
Are you heard? Yeah, Jacqueline Wyand, she's here. This is the...
Fourth
time? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been more. Okay, maybe not. Okay, it's fourth time on the show. Welcome. Thank you for... Rounding it out.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I don't know if anyone knew this. Jacqueline, she invented ska music.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I don't know. She's, well, do you have a Twitter, Jacqueline?
I do. It's at Jacqueline Wyand.
At Jacqueline Wyand. Yeah. W-E-I-A-N-D.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I could spell sometimes. It's in front of me. Jesse Jones, uh-huh. The inventor of hot dogs and sausage. Both hot dogs and sausage.
There is a difference.
There is. And you made it so.
Yeah. Different casing.
Well, like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's mostly.
Okay.
Consistency. The grain of the ground. There's a whole thing.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you. That'll be on our website. The difference. The theory.
Exactly.
Behind it.
Some has more anus and some has more lip.
But enough about my sex life. Hey-o.
Oh,
hey. All right, you sons of bitches. Let's play Stab. 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 This first segment is called This Was Today Once. A lot of things happened today. You were to have celebrated them and written about what those celebrations were. We're going to start with Grant Holton. Grant Holton, today is World Art Day. Did you know that? Today is World Art Day?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What else happened on this date in 1983? A person named Dudu Saracens, a Brazilian football player, was born. How did you celebrate these events? World Art Day and his doo-doo's birthday.
I saw him by like reflecting on how unskilled I am at art and at sports. I distinctly remember a time when, like, my art teacher pulled me aside in elementary school and told me that I needed to try, and I was too ashamed to tell her that I was trying. And I remember being a fat little leaguer that had a suspicious amount of ball slosh in his athletic cup and how unpleasant that made physical activity. And as the shame of my youth began to consume me, I decided, as I all too often do, to drown my sorrows in the grease of a Del Taco quesadilla. But it was filled with undercooked chicken, and I noticed it, but ignored it in lazy gluttony. And my body almost immediately rejected the salmonella-flavored meat. And when my projectile vomit settled on the floor, it settled into the shape of a soccer ball. In an event so surreal, it would have made Doo-Doo and Salvador Dali proud.
Yeah. Very good, very good, very good. Thank you for coming, Grant, and sharing that. Actually, when I was 6 years old, I ate a banana and then threw it up immediately in the shape of a banana. It was awesome. Okay. Jacqueline, we should call her Bringer. Bringer Jacqueline, she brought all the Panera constituencies tonight. Panera workers unite. Thank you for coming. Panera, eat fresh. Is that the wrong? I don't think it is. Panera, half sandwiches. Half sandwiches for Fulbright. Yeah. Some soup and some weird chips that I'm not sure what the brand is. But Panera.com. Enjoy Panera.
That's gonna land.
Sorry, are you gonna get fired? All right, I'm sorry.
If I was gonna reference like who was in the audience, I would have been like unspecified bakery cafe.
Oh, sure.
That's what I would have gone with.
I mean, it's a podcast. We don't have sponsors.
Sure, it's true.
Yet.
Very true.
We're digging. If you guys could talk to corporate. All right, Jacqueline. We're in this segment called This Was Today Once. On this very date, 2013, not so long ago, two bombs explode near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in Boston, Massachusetts, killing three people and injuring 264 others. It's pretty good odds. Hey, you know what else happened on this date? Emma Watson was born. How did you celebrate the Boston bombing and Hermione Granger birthed into the world?
Well, actually, today was extremely similar to any other day in that I argued about gender inequality and practiced witchcraft.
Okay.
I then prepared baked beans for my annual pressure cooker potluck. That's the Boston Marathon
Boston
part. This was really painful to write.
Yeah, this is hard for you.
That's it?
Okay. All right, good. Did you bail early? Did you bail early on it?
I did. This was the last one I wrote.
Oh, okay. I was like, did you bail early? Is there more written there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I bailed. Well, yeah.
She doesn't want, you want to be able to look these people in the eye tomorrow at work. You're like, well, it's Boston Bar, Jacqueline. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Yeah,
good job.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Jesse Jones, today is tax day, the official deadline for filing an individual tax return. Mm-hmm. Also on this day, 1764, Madame Madame de Pompadour, French mistress of Louis XIV of France, died. Yeah. So, how'd you go about celebrating these occasions in tandem?
Well, I'm sorry, John. While I noticed people flitting about today in a tizzy hither and yon, I'd only assumed that they were in some way hurrying to and fro, tending to my every want and need, as is befitting their class and station. Tax day? I hadn't even realized that was a thing. You see, John, dear boy, taxes are for those who must be bothered by such triviality and tedium. I myself have left the duty of identifying, classifying, and cataloging my income and expenditures from year to year to my fleet of mistresses. I've been assured that the task has since been delegated to Madame Godiva, who, I am assured, is adequately lettered and is the most knowledgeable of my inamorata in the heathen Arabic art of arithmetic. and with that sordid matter of banality thoroughly dispensed with, it has left me with many idle hours to be filled with endless, languid afternoons of mutual oral copulation with the remaining unoccupied Chantelaine.
That's the name of the episode, by the way.
Chantelaine.
You just named the episode.
It's not Liane. That's not... No. My remaining unoccupied Chantelaine. Cat, Ruth, Joy, and Tootsie. There are many who have called me, not unlike Louis XV, a perpetual adolescent called to do a man's job. To those petty, insignificant detractors and ruffians, I simply offer to them a confident, full-throated, nuh-uh. Also, I made so little money this year, it wasn't really worth bothering to even file taxes, since the cost of printing the forms and necessary postage would have actually far overshadowed my 2014 income. Also, the ladies I mentioned are actually Joy. But they have been going in my mouth, and I did rub them on my parts first, so technically what I said is accurate. And also, more also, if anyone knows anybody hiring, please talk to me after the show. I am so crazy poor.
Very good. Panera, who's the hiring manager over there? Jesse knows how to make a sandwich.
That's true.
He knows how to make half sandwiches. All right. That segment was called This Was Today Once. This is still the show called Stab. This next segment is called Reorganization. Reorganization. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent, this episode's acronym? SXSW. SXSW. Grant, we'll start with you.
That stands for a Satanic Christmas Song Wednesday. What happens is radio stations have to play Satanic Christmas songs the Wednesday before Christmas and then deliver a report of the top request to Jerry Falwell's ghost. And the top requests for the most recent year were, let's see here, they were Rudolph the Red-Nosed Demon.
Okay.
Lucifer is coming to town. And Grandma got run over by a dark mage.
Very good, Grant. Yes, good job. Clap for him. Clap. Jacqueline, what does SXSW stand for in your world?
It stands for selling 10 severed wieners. This acronym is mostly used amongst collectors of such oddities, and is actually quite common the deeper you go into Craigslist personals. Severed wieners laced together in groups of 10 was actually a Freudian cure for women suffering from intense penis envy-based anxiety and mild hysteria. Quote Dr. Freud, "I need 10 dicks, stat, or this bitch is a goner." That's it, thanks.
Very good. Very good. Jesse Jones, SXSW.
Again, it's eerie how much Jacqueline and I sort of line up in many ways.
In looks.
Well, yeah, yeah, obviously. I mean, that's a given.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very difficult. Thanks.
You're welcome.
SXSW is actually an infrequently used personals ad shorthand, most often seen associated with Russian mail order brides or buried in the fine print of Thai massage ads. SXSW stands for single former sex worker. X being
former.
Former.
Okay.
Shorthand, you can't have SFSW. That probably stands for something else. Yeah. Single female, sure will. I don't know. That's that's what I imagine. I'm justifying using... I've had like 9 X's in this show.
I believe you got XOXO one time. Yeah, so, okay, I apologize.
So, single former sex workers. Depending on the context of the advertisement and the person browsing, this term is can simultaneously be seen as a courtesy warning or a potential selling point. For example, timid, frail, Eastern European SXSW seeks non-belt-owning gentleman.
Oh, Jesus.
For no sudden movements. Constant avoidance of eye contact. And long cries in dark closets.
Jesus.
Must live on ground floor. The sight of a flight of stairs makes my improperly set femur ache. Or Lady Vice Hands, Blossom Crane, Massage House. SXSW from age 6 to 45.
God.
No many expert grip for to give bathing suit massage with happy release.
Oh, God.
Just say secret password, here $20 more. Want for to have one in stink? Just say other secret password, here $10 even more.
Oh, Jesus. That was reorganization. This next segment, the third segment of the show, if you're counting, is called the Top 5 Google Searches of. Please have composed the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of a gun. If a gun could search Google, what would it search? We will be doing one at a time in sequence. We'll start with your first one, Grant, and then move down the line. The top 5 Google searches.
I'm just saying one.
Of a gun. You only have one. Oh, just say one. Yeah, you just say one on this.
Okay.
One pass, yeah.
Is there more to life than gunning down minorities in their prime?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. That's a good one. Jack?
Why do I hurt everyone I let get too close?
My first one. Click. Sigh.
What happened to my serial number?
Open carry states, because he's just trying to get back out there.
Number two. Click, sigh.
How come black people hold me sideways?
Instructional gun cleaning video with light butt play.
Number three. Click. Sigh.
Number four.
Is it wrong that I want a child to pull my trigger?
Tattooed Latinas.
Number four. Click. Sigh.
Bring us home. Number five.
How do I make an appointment at Stanton Optical?
All right.
Is itchy trigger finger an STI?
Finally. Does it make me gay if I check out another guy's Glock in the shower?
That was the top five Google searches of a gun. That was fun. This next segment is called Department of Tourism. Hey, guys. You've just been hired as your city's new tourism director. Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations. Now, make us want to come to your city. Grant, the name of your city that you've been given was Adult Babyville. Adult Babyville. Jacqueline, you were given the Island of Fucking Cool Stuff. Jesse Jones, you were given the New Republic of Organic Kale. We're going to start with Grant Holton with Adult Babyville. Make us want to come to Adult Babyville.
Welcome to Adult Babyville, a town where there are no arguments. When a disagreement arises, we simply cry inconsolably. Crying is deeply rooted in our town's history, as many of our founders were forcibly removed from their native lands and relocated in an event known as the Trail of Closed-Minded Caucasian Tears. A bronze statue of Bill O'Reilly, the patron saint of adult babies, overlooks Benjamin Button Park, where we have our annual summer games in which contestants try to out-pout and out-sulk each other for the golden bib, which comes with a rattle that doubles as an e-cigarette. There have been no winners to date, however, as our judges have never been able to come to a consensus and inevitably start bawling. We sincerely hope you enjoy your stay, but we urge you to remember our town slogan: "If you don't get our way, you're a so. If we don't get our way, you're a socialist and at the very least a bisexual." This advertisement for Adult Babyville is brought to you by Depends Adult Undergarments, the condoms for angry old men.
Grant Holton. Yes. And I think actually the youngest member we've ever had on STAB.
Oh, yeah.
At 19 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Grant, right? 18? 18. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No.
Gross.
Yeah.
Barely legal.
Ooh.
All right. Jacqueline, make us want to come to the Island of Fucking Cool Stuff.
Hey, guys. It's me, Jacqueline Wyan, the Island of Fucking Cool Stuff's recently appointed tourism director. After a series of projects that have yet to be lucrative, I've invested all of my time and energy into what is sure to be my biggest success. Don't believe me? What if I told you for a small negotiable fee from anywhere from $30 to a handle of the grossest bourbon you can find, you can spend an entire luxurious weekend in a brand new city that I've founded. I've spent the past year locating and procuring the coolest stuff around and jamming it into a huge pile in my backyard. Sure, cool is entirely subjective, but during any given weekend on my island oasis in quaint Davis, California, you and your lover, or gay lover, have unlimited access to fucking cool stuff even people who aren't me can totally enjoy, such as Venus flytraps, t-shirts with dogs on them, Kathy comics from the late 80s, paintings of clowns, a nail art kit, a lightly used Hitachi magic wand, a coffee mug that says, "Kiss my ass, I'm 40. Some skateboards, crude phallic drawings, the grossest bourbon you can find, the color chartreuse, and literally dozens of stuff that everyone can agree is fucking cool even if you are not Jacqueline. Book your weekend stay today and witness scary baby dolls, sock garters, vanilla coconut milk, a crocheted dress, a big jug of Tapatio, that Neutral Milk Hotel album my boyfriend wouldn't fuck me to because it's about the Holocaust. Lisa Frank temporary tattoos, cool boots, a video I found online of a praying mantis killing a bird. The Island of Fucking Cool Stuff, book today.
Good job. Jesse Jones, make us want to come to the New Republic of Organic Kale.
Well, actually, John, since receiving this prompt just some 40-plus hours ago, the New Republic of Organic Kale has been overthrown.
Oh.
While the new nation, the People's Organic Republic of Kale, has risen to replace it. Mm. This is really no surprise. This region of the world is notoriously volatile, and it's not uncommon to see this sort of turmoil in the United Organic Republics of Whole Foodstonia. It's a wretched place filled with sanctimonious strife and horrific translucent-skinned malnutrition. When the people of what's now known as Gluten-Freetonia torched their wheat fields, the fools celebrated in the streets, dancing about and singing until their utter lack of carbohydrates left them sprawled around their city square, exhausted and helpless. The manufacturing sectors of artisanalia grinds along at a slow, handcrafted crawl. Every product produced in artisanalia has the look and feel of a fifth-grade student's art project, haphazardly thrown together the night before it was due, and are so outrageously priced, you're not sure whether to laugh in or punch their faces. Kombucha stand streets are scattered with fixed gear bike parts, and the entire place reeks of dirt fart.
Dirt fart?
Dirt fart.
Dirt fart. Okay.
Kombucha tastes like dirt.
Dirt.
And lording over it all is their glorious, unquestioned leader, Generalissimo Charles Shaw, or Tubuck, as his quivering subjects know him. Travelers are warned to stay away from Whole Foodstonia, the entire Whole Foodstonia region, to avoid at all costs the pretentious snobbery and outrageous prices.
Very good. That was Department of Tourism. We're still playing Stab. This guy's getting a drink. Hello. This next segment is called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an Erotic Poem About It. We're going to start with Grant Holton. The poem you were given to write, the subject you were given to write a poem about is your tasty 19-year-old naked body.
And I'm 18, John.
I know, but I want you to project.
Okay.
Into the future. Your tasty 19-year-old body. Let's hear a poem about your tasty 19-year-old body. Tasty.
Rubenesque, tall and hairy, a combination all too scary. Stretch marks galore and flab aplenty, and so goddamn glisteningly sweaty. A dream body, plump, pasty, and pale, as sexy in the nude as a beluga whale. As girthy in my midsection as I am in my pants. Two reasons why you'll never see me prance. With curls that bounce like children on a trampoline, I'm the tastiest thing you have ever seen.
Very good. I am. Jacqueline Wyand, the subject you've been given is Grant's tasty 19-year-old naked body.
Hey, first of all, how's it going, Grant? Doing okay? Platonic male friend of mine. All right. What a sight to behold. Golden ringlets bouncing with every sensual movement. Surrounding your sweet boyish face and your trembling member, both dewy with anticipation. And as you begin to take me, we are but one writhing body. And you, with your likeness to the cowardly lion, shoot hot courage onto the forest in which you reign. As you harumph, harumph your way to ecstasy.
Very good. Very good. Hey, Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
The subject you've been given is Netflix.
I felt sort of left out, and that may be reflected. TV and movies and concerts galore, so full of wonder, so much to explore. You have all I could want, and oh, so much more. You're like a naked Grant Holton sprawled out on my floor.
Ha ha ha!
You've got action, adventure, sci-fi, and romance. I have a nice quiet weekend with Grant and no pants. My queue is so full, it'll never get old. Like running my tongue along Grant's every fold. There's no need for pacing. I can sit back and binge. Like when I bury my face in Grant's hairy man minge. So sure. So sure. I like Netflix. No service above. Your price fits my budget just like a glove. But when it comes down, when push comes to shove, that quivering Mant meat, that quivering Grant meat, is what I truly love.
Very good. That was... That was fun.
I've never had a conversation with Jesse Jones in my life. I just want you all to know that.
You guys have never spoken.
It's true.
Really?
It's been a secret, unrequited love that I've just been hiding in the shadow.
From afar. All right, guys. This brings us to our final category of the evening. It's called Movie Makeup. Here are a few movie titles that I made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles. All right, Grant, you were given The Adventures of 10-Gallon Tom. Jacqueline, the name of the movie you were given was Part 2. Jesse Jones, the name of the movie you were given was Black Kangaroo Jack. We're going to start with Grant Holton. The Adventures of 10-Gallon Tom.
The Adventures of 10-Gallon Tom follows Tom, a water delivery man, who throws out his back, delivering a 10-gallon jug to an office water cooler, and is forced to find meaning and purpose in life, besides quenching the thirst of jaded, estrogen-crazed office women. Tom's injury lands him in physical therapy, where he sees for the first time in years his old-time friend, 12-gallon Tim, who convinced him decades earlier that water delivery was a fulfilling and rewarding career choice, would bring him happiness and joy, when in reality all left him sad, injured, and empty inside. Tom's sadness turns to rage when he discovers that 12-gallon Tim had lied to him about the nature of the water delivery business, and that there was no reason that he had to look at these old men's testicles in this physical therapy class. No real reason. Eventually, Tom snaps and savagely beats 12-gallon Tim as the film fades to black with a Richard Simmons workout tape playing ominously in the background. I wrote that one last, John. I'm sorry.
No. Great job, Grant Holton. His first time on the show. Our youngest contestant. You did well, son. You did well. You did great. Can't believe you're 18. All right. I didn't even have armpit hair at 18. You have a full fucking beard. This is wonderful. All right. Jacqueline, the name of the movie you were given is Part 2.
I wrote this one second to last. This summer, from the studio that brought you Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Tooth Fairy, comes an all-new comedy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. One morning, a local Sacramento comedian wakes to discover his hair is parting in two directions. John Gamora. Inside joke. Yeah, sorry. John Gamora, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, goes on a series of wacky misadventures with his ridiculous new hair when later that very day, John Gamora, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, realizes his second part is effectively controlling his mind with ill intentions. Dozens of infanticides later, John, played by Dwayne, realizes that it's not the hair that makes the man, but family. Produced, directed, and written by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. cameo by Steve Stone Cold Austin Austin.
Jacqueline Wyand. Jesse Jones, please give us the synopsis of the movie called Black Kangaroo Jack.
This was actually one that came to me fairly early. So whether that means it's good or not, I don't know. But the idea came early. Motherfuckers faster than a cop's bullet.
Jesus.
More powerful than a loco chola. Able to leap tall, suckers like it ain't no thing. Hey, motherfucker, look up in that alley. Is that some jive-ass turkey? No, it's a straight, clean, baby blue drop-top Lincoln Continental. No, honky, that smooth motherfucker right there is Black Kangaroo Jack. Oh, yeah, Black Kangaroo. This strange brother from another mother who showed the fuck up in Harlem with some sick moves and fly threats. Black Kangaroo, who fucks shit up wherever he goes and bends ladies over with his bare hands. This motherfucker here goes around pretending to be Malcolm Washington Jackson, simple sucker power forward of the goddamn New York Knicks. Then he uses some sweet-ass kung fu kicks and judo flips to stomp on motherfuckers like that punk-ass Whitey Ritz. Stomps that ass all the fucking time. This motherfucker's fighting for shit like truth. Honeys. And some other shit, too. Black Kangaroo, Jack! Rated R. Starring Dennis Hopper as Whitey Ritz. Pam Grier as Koala Mama. And Rudy Ray Moore as Black Kangaroo. Jumping up in crime's face and kicking ass. It's Black Kangaroo, Jack!
Stab is over. Oh my god. Thank you, Grant Holden, Jacqueline Wyand, Jesse Jones. Let's hear it for them one more time. Please check us out online. You can check us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, stab4gold.com, stab the letter 4, gold.com. Thank you guys for coming out to Stab. Good night.